My name is Dan Tullis. I've been living in Steamboat for a couple of years now. About this time last year, came very close to asphyxiating when buried in snow. I was basically cruising down Priest Creek lift line over at the mountain. Nice big powder day, really fluffy. Having a great time. When I just sort of dropped off a rock and came into the gully with way too much speed. Knew I was kind of screwed, so I tried to jump over it, and in the end, pretty much just ended up falling backwards into it. Basically, I landed flat with my butt into the creek, so it's, you know, the position I was in is almost as if you tried to sit down in a trash can. So my hands were out, and my snowboard was out, but that was about it. And the biggest problem for me was that I was close enough to the surface that I could almost clear my goggles. So, you know, every once in a while I'd get a glimmer of light, I'd be able to see it, and I would gasp for air, and I pretty much inhaled a massive amount of snow while I was in there. But the whole side of the hill just sort of came in on me. All the snow from the embankment just came down on me, so I was pretty much unable to move. But yeah, that was definitely the worst part. You know, I mean, if I hadn't been so close to the surface, I would have treated it much more like as if I was buried in an avalanche and just tried to remain calm. But just being that close, it wasn't, you know, instinct kicks in and you just try and gasp for air because you know that it's right there, but I couldn't quite get to it. So I guess I was in there about 5 minutes. Sort of by the end was about, I'd been in there long enough that I couldn't breathe anymore and I was kind of blacking out when I actually felt my friend's footsteps on top of me. And I was actually buried enough that they couldn't unbury me. They ended up having to grab my snowboard, the two of them, and pull me out from underneath pretty much. First thing that went through my mind was, you know, being pissed off that if I'm going to die getting buried, I'm doing it inbounds. Should be in some sort of avalanche in Alaska, but, you know, I mean, it's definitely a scary experience. It's the closest I've ever come to dying because I was definitely giving up right about the time that my friend got there. You know, I remember very distinctly kind of blacking out and then sort of getting awoken by his footsteps and just not being able to breathe anymore. Because, you know, I could breathe for a while, but by the end, when I actually got out, I coughed up large chunks of snow. I mean, you know, like two or three basically fist-sized snowballs I coughed up out of my lungs. It's an interesting experience because, you know, you can't really do anything about it at that point. So you're more worried about, you know, your loved ones and the people that are going to miss you and, you know, dying in such, you know, sort of an unlucky, stupid way.
Yeah.
But it's definitely frustrating because, I mean, you can't do anything about it. It's, you know, snow in a tree well or in a creek bed like that is just, it's so weakly bonded that, I mean, you can't gain hold on anything. You can't pull yourself out. It's basically like drowning.